listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Jude chapter 1. There is only one chapter in the book of Jude. Starting at verse 16, talking about the importance of what you say. Here we go, Jude chapter 1, starting at verse 16. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. Jude warned the early church about dangerous people in their midst, and his warnings echo across the centuries to us today. Jude described the actions of these dangerous men among Christians. He said that they were grumblers and complainers. He said that they mouth great swelling words, flattering people. It shows us how much trouble our words can cause for ourselves and for others. James also warned us that our tongue can be like a match that can light a whole forest on fire. The match is a small thing, but it can bring massive destruction. Now, Jude, in his letter, says, of these people, they are grumblers and complainers. It's rightly been said, whenever a man gets out of touch with God, he's likely to begin complaining about something. Our grumbling and complaining is an insult to God. God gives us all things, and he's promised that nothing can separate us from his love. When we live with a sour, complaining attitude, we may as well tell God that he doesn't care about us and that his promises are lies. Now, the people Jude spoke of had a tongue problem that went farther than just complaining. They also were guilty of flattering people. These certain men knew how to use smooth, flattering words to gain an advantage over other people. They would say anything, good or bad, to get an advantage. That is a different misuse of the tongue, but it's an evil one just the same. Jude believed that Christians should be different. We are to remember what Jesus and the apostles taught. The word of God is always the answer to dangers either in the church or out of the church. When your mouth is filled with God's word, it is much less likely to be filled with grumbling or empty flattery. When we remember the words of the apostles, they warned us that there would be mockers in the last time. Perhaps Jude had in mind those who mocked the idea of Jesus' return. These were mockers who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. We often love to mock those who want to please God. Jude wanted Christians to expect this kind of mocking so they wouldn't be surprised by it. So let me ask you, how about your words? With what you say, are you building other people up or are you tearing them down? Perhaps you think you are quite a prophet, or that God has given you the ministry of criticizing and exposing wrongs. Well, then you should think again about the New Testament description of prophetic ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3 says that he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. If you're truly a prophet, what you're going to say has a lot of edification and exhortation and comfort to others. Here's the lesson. Today, use your words to build up rather than to tear down. That's an opportunity God gives you, and he gives it to you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.